Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle, presenting Live Day. It's tomorrow. It's finally here, man. Tomorrow, Snoqualmie Casino. Oh, man, our show in the men's room will be completely live. Yes, for the second year in a row, we're inviting you to join us, to be part of the live studio audience. Come on, everything is live. What could possibly go wrong?
Everything.
Yeah.
Our friend Ellen Taylor from Q13 Fox is going to be there. So if you want to be on the TV, she's going to be reporting there the entire morning, which will be fun.
Oh, very, very cool.
Yeah.
I love Ellen.
Playing Beat Migs as well.
Nice.
Craig Gass, he's going to be playing Beat Migs.
Yeah.
And we're going to have our first annual Craig Gass Celebrity Rockaroki.
And you never know who will show up. You just never know who might drop
right.
by. Yeah. Sound effects, commercials, music, everything is live. Nothing is pre-recorded. This music you hear in the background right now, that will be done live. Your favorite KISW songs will be done live. The new originals I hear maybe there.
How about we're going to start things off first thing in the morning
Whoa.
With KSW's cover band, the new originals, featuring Taryn Daly on the saxophone.
What?
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Leave it at that.
Love
Fun
that.
Fact, Terrence never played the saxophone, so this is going to go really... No, I'm kidding.
Wow, that's going to be quite a show.
That would be hilarious.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
That would be awesome. No, we're going to get a little Yacht Rocky.
Yeah.
Careless Whisper.
Nice. Tickets are on sale right now. You want GA or would you like the Premium Experience Package? Premium Experience Package includes... Later on, you get to hang out with us. We hang out with you after mm-hmm. our broadcast, and that's a cool thing.
Yep, we'll be doing a Q&A, we'll have a Rock Girls inspired fashion show.
Oh, very nice.
Ted Smith and I will be doing the Megacast during that little thing as well.
I'm telling you.
Where I think we might play a fun new game called Thanksgiving Dish or Sex Posish.
Wow.
Probably not. Wow.
Thanksgiving Dish or Sex Posish.
Yes.
I like it.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
It flows.
You want tickets again, Snoqualmie Casino tomorrow. That's when we're doing Live Day. All the info at KISW.com.
Let's play Beat Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. Beat Migs. Don't be a loser.
Whoa. Beat Migs. You're a loser. It is time. To beat Migs, and it's time to pump it up for Monday. Get pumped up for Live Day. Get pumped up for Turkey Day.
That's a fact.
Get pumped for anything else that you have going on.
Football.
Wearing pajamas. Let's not forget. Yeah. Tomorrow at Live Day, it's BJ and his PJs. All of us are going to be in our pajamas. And mine are very festive.
I saw yours. They look really good.
Gosh, yes.
Yeah, you're looking. You're going to look great.
You definitely need a fanny pack for that thing.
Yes. Yeah. Let's just say Jingle Balls, full effect.
Okay, maybe I don't want to see that.
Oh, no. It's all family friendly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Steve Migs, family friendly. It just says it right on the cue card right there.
It does.
Let's get to our contestant today. We got Tiffany in Olympia to take on Steve. Tiffany, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. What's she playing for today, Steve?
Very cool. Tickets to check out Miles Kennedy and Company. They're going to be over at the Moore Theater on December 16th. And if you want tickets and information, go to KSW.com. If you want to buy the tickets, you can get them at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Get out!
For those playing at home, Tiffany will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Tiffany, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep.
What math term is defined by the ratio between a circle's circumference and its diameter?
Pass.
Captain Hook is the captain of what fictional ship?
Pass.
Shel Silverstein wrote the book Where the Sidewalk What?
End.
Yes. What bird's name is also a term for three strikes in a row in bowling?
Turkey.
Yes. What song by Don McLean talks about the day Buddy Holly died?
Pass.
In 1993, which team traded for Joe Montana?
Pass.
What food stuff was also a popular dance craze in 1962?
Mashed potato.
Yes. How many watts make a kilowatt?
100.
No.
1,000.
Yes. In what decade did the NBA introduce the 24-second shot clock?
It's the 70s.
No.
80s.
No.
90s.
No. Which amendment to the U.S. Constitution deals with freedom of speech?
The second.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4. Correct.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, Tiffany.
Yeah. Not a great score there, but.
I don't know, though. I'm not sure how Steve's going to do with this one.
Yeah.
Holiday decline, perhaps?
Maybe. He's had it. Last week was rough for him. And, I mean, he's got his mind on Turkey Day. He's got his mind on Live Day.
Yeah, he does.
And on banana bread. That was delicious, Rev.
Really? Good. I'm glad.
Thanks to your wife, because she's the one that knows how to get it done.
Yeah, she made a lot of banana bread, and I'm passing the savings on to you.
Thanks, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What math term is defined as the ratio between a circle's circumference and its diameter?
Pi.
Yes. Captain Hook is the captain of what fictional ship?
The Minnow.
No.
God. The Pirates of the Caribbean. Carabino.
No.
Peter Pan's Voyage.
No. Shel Silverstein wrote the book Where the Sidewalk What?
Grows?
No.
Roams?
No.
Hits?
No.
Oh.
What bird's name is also a term for three strikes in a row in bowling?
Turkey.
Yes. What song by Don McLean talks about the day Buddy Holly died?
Miss American. American Pie.
Yes. In 1993, which team traded for Joe Montana?
What year?
1993.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes. What food stuff was also a popular dance craze in 1962?
Tequila.
No.
conga line.
No.
Pass.
How many watts make a kilowatt?
1,000.
Yes.
Marty.
In what decade did the NBA introduce the 24-second shot clock?
80.
No.
90.
No.
70.
Nope.
2000.
No. 60s. One. No.
50s.
Yes. Oh, yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Woo. Squeaked by. 5-4. You win, Steve.
Sorry, Tiffany.
That's all right.
Good job, though. It was a close game. You were right, BJ.
Yeah. It's unfortunately not close enough.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
One that Tiffany knew that you did not. The food stuff that was also a popular dance craze in 1962 was the mashed potato.
Oh, whoa.
Totally forgot about that.
The mashed potato.
Yeah.
Mashed potato.
Yeah.
Do the twist.
Yeah, that's right. Good job there.
Oh, man. What is the mashed potato?
I looked it up online, and it's like you got to move your like heels out and then heels in. You click them, and you move them out, and then you like put your feet up. I can't do it. Okay. It's terrible. Like, you know, I don't have the flexibility to do it.
You don't have the flexibility to do that?
No.
All you do is just banging your heels together like Dorothy. Yeah, that's all you're doing. You're just doing a Dorothy.
I like that Danny's filming me, and it's all about footwork. He's filming me from the waist up.
Yeah. Good job, Danny.
Nice job, Danny.
Yeah, you know what? You are a great. You know what? You're a great filmographer.
Yeah, dancing is a physical activity, and I'm trying not to do that in my life.
Let's see it, Rev.
No.
So, what did you do for your wedding? I can't remember. Did you dance?
No. Why would I dance? I had a whole steampunk thing.
You can't dance.
You didn't do like one dance.
Mm.
You didn't do like a. You didn't have a wedding song.
No, we didn't have a wedding song.
I did not know that.
No, we just had the party.
And then we had the petting zoo.
We had the petting zoo.
I just made an assumption that there.
And then we all got back in the party bus. See, we took the party bus up to the ranch and drank a whole bunch, and then we took the party bus back to the Paris to go to the buffet for the reception.
So there was no dancing at all for anybody.
No, and then right after that, we ended up going on our photo shoot tour with our photographer, which was basically just us gorilla style down up and down the strip taking random pictures. And by that time, I didn't want to do anything. I wanted to get these stupid shoes off.
Damn.
Yeah, never had a dance on that.
I don't think I've known anybody in my life
who has had a reception of some kind that has not had a dance. You're the first person. I've noticed people just elope and they don't have any reception.
Yeah.
But you're the first person that's had a reception with no dance that I've ever met.
And we kind of went low rent when even with the whole reception sort of thing. It's like, hey, everybody who wants to come out to the buffet at the Paris, this is where we're going to get. Hopefully we'll get a bunch of tables together.
We should have went to a club and then when one of the songs went on that you thought was a banger, just be like, this is our wedding song. And then that would be the song that you guys dance to.
Can I ask a financial question? Did you at least pay for people's buffets?
No. Why would I do that? We told them. We told them, hey, it's like we didn't pay for their airfare to come out.
Everything he did was on the cheap.
Presents?
I probably.
I got you a present. It was an awesome present.
Yeah, it was a great present. It was the photo that we had done commissioned.
Worst wedding guy ever.
Yeah. Like, it was like 2.5 years ago. You can't expect me to remember the details of my wedding.
That you got presents or not? I think that's
part of the trade-off. Like you take care of somebody's meal and all that and the party, and in exchange they give you a gift.
That's
kind of how it works.
That's what I thought.
Obviously it's no set way to do it, but
we participate in non-traditional wedding ceremonies here.
So you got presents though.
Yeah, a couple of them, yeah.
So you pay your way to our wedding. Mm-hmm. We're not covering any of it.
We covered the party bus to get out to the location.
Okay,
that's actually kind of pricey. And then also there was a bunch of booze on there too that I'm sure we bought most of. Probably, I mean,
There's a couple of bottles that we bought,
but then people were free to buy their own as well.
You're right, Steve. He's a genius.
Yeah,
and I know he must have got all presents from almost everybody that was there. How do you go to his wedding and not give him a present?
You feel obligated to give him a present, and then you find out, oh, I'm going to have to pay for my own meal.
Their presence was our present.
Vicky, do you feel special that he didn't even remember that you got him a present?
I feel very special.
I remembered after she said something, because it's really cool, because I blew it up and it's in our steampunk bar now.
Yeah, that's kind of not what memory is like. Everybody can remember stuff once they've been reminded they forgot about it.
Yeah, that's usually how that works.
Yeah, that's not how it works.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not
fine, whatever. Well, congratulations, Steve. You won with 5 correct for Beat Migs.
Yeah, good job, Steve. Call number 5. Guess what? We have tickets to see comedian Sebastian Maniscalco, but here's the thing, like the Rev, we're going to charge you for them. How's that? Even though they're free. Yeah, you wanted those tickets, you got to call number 5-206-421-ROCK. You know what, we're going to
get I actually got to call that other number.
Sorry. 206-449-1181. That's the number you have to call. Call number 5-206-449-1181. Thank you, Steve.
And for those that are wondering, because we have been getting some texts saying, hey, is your phone number disconnected? Yes, we did not pay our phone bill.
Yeah.
Not us personally, but somebody here did. So they shut the phone off, I guess. I don't know what's going on, but for today, this is the number.
I found out why.
Yeah.
Rev used our phone money for his wedding. That's why we pay our phone bill. Yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah. So we don't have it because of Rev.
Thanks, Rev.
Yeah, thanks, Rev. Call number 5.
Do it again.
206-449-1181. That's how you win the prize. There was a guy flying in Pakistan on Thursday morning. And look, as we're talking about flying, people are going to be traveling all over the place. You yourself are going to be venturing to the airports the busiest time, one of the busiest times of year.
I don't envy you at all. Right, the day before Thanksgiving, we're already planning on getting there 3 hours before our flight, just to be safe.
Yeah, well, I'm flying, because we're flying for work business, I'm flying next week, and I'm hoping that's okay. Like, enough people have done and gone, it'll be just back to normal again. But you...
Work business. Your board gaming convention.
I know it's work. Don't get butt hurt.
No, dude, I'll tell you. I thought it was for fun.
I actually
have to work the damn thing.
What are you talking about?
I just talked to Chris. Nobody's bringing games, and all these interviews are lined up. I literally am going to have to work this damn convention. I thought I was going to get to play. We're going to be working from, like, 8 to 6.
Why?
Do interviews. Well, because it is that's a lot of gamers there. So for the podcast, they're going to have interviews so we can run on the podcast. Wow. I was like you. I thought I'm going to get out of this and do nothing.
Yeah, just play. Have Chris do it.
Yeah, no, they got me all lined up with all these interviews I didn't know anything about.
Ooh.
I actually am going to be working. I am not happy about it, Steve, because I thought I was telling everybody I was working, but I really wasn't. This time, I actually am working, and I'm not happy about this.
Well, this just backfired on you.
It sure did.
Well, have fun, man, in Philadelphia.
No, I won't.
It's the city of brotherly love.
Yeah. City of I was supposed to not work, and everybody thought I did. And the only one that really suspected would be you, but I didn't care if you knew I wasn't working, but now I am. You did this, didn't you? You put him up to it.
Yes, I actually contacted the board gamers.
So we're talking about traveling, because Steve's going to be traveling. There's a dude in Pakistan. He got pissed on Thursday morning, because you know what? There will be delays. There's always flight delays this time of season. But he decided, you know what? I don't care if it's bad weather. I want to fly when I want to fly. And he got so angry when his flight was delayed because of the weather that he said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to set my luggage on fire. There you go. That always There's nothing to get planes more on time and actually have things run like clockwork in an airport is when you set something on fire.
Why would you set your own luggage on fire?
Well, I think he was being courteous. He could have probably found somebody else's, but I thought that was...
I don't know why that's the big issue. I'm like, you should have set someone else's luggage on fire.
That is, dude, it's the same reason I think why somebody will throw their own phone and then go, oh, why did I throw my $800 iPhone?
I'm so pissed. I want to make a statement.
Yeah. Like, it's just so frustrated. Like, I'll show everybody. Yeah, but you're right. So he destroys his own stuff. And it turns out the airport security, they fell badly for him because I think they realized, too, dude, once you realize you've set your own luggage on fire, once you cool down a little bit, you'll be like, why did I set my own luggage on fire? What am I doing? So they put out the fire, didn't charge him with anything, which is pretty amazing.
Wow.
He didn't get arrested for this.
That's not how it would be here.
No, you're right. You are absolutely right. While your stuff is burning, they would shackle the hell out of you.
I'd pay good money to be nearby. Not close enough where anything of mine would catch on fire, but I would love to watch how this unfolds.
Oh, you would have the popcorn. You'd be so happy.
1,000%, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, babe, we're not going anywhere.
Wow.
Need to watch this guy set fire to his luggage.
Damn, dude. Oh. And that's what you're flying into, Steve, so make sure you bring a
lot of... Thanks. And also the weather apparently in the East Coast is crap.
Yeah.
And then we read the forecast for Disney World. It's supposed to rain the whole time we're there.
No, it's not.
This whole thing is already... everything's falling apart.
And I have to work.
You have to work.
It's a horrible thing for both of us.
Serves us right for wanting to have fun in life.
Yeah. Oh, man, that does suck. I actually feel badly for you, dude. It sucks when you go to a sunny location and it's rainy the time you go there.
So, can you still ride rides in the rain?
As long as it's not lightning. If it's lightning or thunder, they shut down the roller coasters.
Oh, they better not.
Yeah, they have ponchos. They'll probably sell you a nice Disney poncho.
I'm going to get Clark Griswold on all their asses if that's the case.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be so amazing just to see him go Clark Griswold.
I would love to see that. Yeah. It's been bad before. Like, Space Mountain is the first one they shut down.
No, that's my favorite ride. Yeah. It's inside, though. Oh.
I know, but it's something to do with the electronics. I've been there before when they've shut it down because of the thunder and lightning. And it's like, why did you build a theme park in Florida where there's rain and hurricanes? Like, come on.
That would be the one ride I think would still be salvageable.
You would think so.
Oh, my gosh. This is not cool, BJ.
So Danny just ruined it because you thought at least you'd get Space Mountain.
Because I could honestly, for 8 hours, just stay on Space Mountain.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I'd have no problem
with
that.
And this is the lightning time of year, I think, isn't it? Because they get the hurricanes and the really bad weather is now in Florida. So,
you're not making it any better, BJ.
It's looking like the Monday, November 26th, isolated thunderstorms. And then the Thursday, November 29th, scattered thunderstorms. Oh. So, I mean, over the course of the week, there's going to be some.
Yeah.
Well, fan-effing-tastic.
Sorry.
Yeah. How's Philadelphia looking, even though I'm going to be inside the whole time? It is time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. All right, new number today, because we didn't pay our phone bill. Hopefully we can get that number back that we used to have. 206-449-1181. 206-449-1181. Your calls and texts at 917.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by The Shane Company. 206-449-1181. It's our temporary number. I hope we can get our old one back.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, otherwise we're going to have to keep using Danny's cell phone number to take these calls.
Sorry, Danny. 206-449-1181. You can also text us at 77999. Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by The Shane Company. Anything you want to talk about, man, that's how it works. You pick the topic, you guide the show. But remember, Steve has one rule.
And that's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you. And then say goodbye, BJ.
Goodbye, old friend.
Just like that. 206-449-1181. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Mike in Auburn. Mike, you are on The Rock.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Mike. Welcome to the show. What you got for us, buddy?
So I just wasn't sure if you guys had seen the video about the guy. He went to a GameStop to try to return a game that he bought that he just didn't like. Was kind of, upset about it at first, and then comes out of nowhere and just totally destroys the store, knocking over displays and racks of games. And the manager is just kind of sitting there like, okay, and then answer the phone like nothing happens. Yeah. And it's like, thank you for calling. Hello.
Yeah, I think I was seeing the video now. Vicky pulled it up. You know what, dude? I don't think I would do anything either, because I think, you know, a guy that crazy, you might as well just let him get it out of his system, because at that point, the stuff's already knocked over. If you try to get in the way, you might get yourself hurt.
So wait, he wanted to return it, but there's a policy that doesn't allow him to get a refund. Is that why?
I believe he didn't have his receipt, so they're just like, say, hey, you can have store credit. And I guess he just wasn't having that.
Now, to me, that sounds like a guy who's that ragey and needs the money. Because if you're a guy that buys games and you really don't like the game, well, you'll probably buy another game from them. So, and everybody knows in the world of retail, you don't got a receipt unless it's Nordstrom. You're not getting your money back.
I feel like most stores nowadays you're able to, but you're right. I mean, you still got to keep that in the back of your mind.
Is that really true? Like most stores let you walk in without a receipt these days?
I've had no problem. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Like, do you have the credit card that you use to purchase it?
Exactly.
Oh, that's not, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, that totally makes sense.
You got to have something.
Yeah, something.
Dude, this video is fantastic because after he's done, he just walks out and there's a guy that was walking in. And the guy's just looking at him like, what is your problem, man?
Wow.
How do you feel after that? Like when you're done, you walk out of the store, do you feel... I feel better now. That was good. I'm glad I did that.
See, I wonder if it was. Here's what I'm thinking. I'm always, you know, I'm wondering if it was a drug thing. Because you know what? Sometimes.
No, that seems more nerd rage thing. Because I mean, I've tossed like my controller across the room plenty of times. So I mean, just video game based. If he really didn't like the game and he's just trying to get his money back, and now they're saying that they can't. Like, I wouldn't do that. But I mean, I would be really, really pissed off.
It looks like he has receipts in his hand though, or something.
You wouldn't take the store credit either, Reb, knowing that you're probably going to go back and buy something else someday.
They might have a policy of you play it once, you open up the package, you can't return it. Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know for whatever, you know, whatever video game store it is or anything like that. But a lot of times I just chalk it up to a loss sort of thing, like you were saying. But yeah, I mean, I've been plenty mad at video games.
And some of these games, like, you download a lot of stuff. I mean, so I wonder if he was trying to double dip. Because still like the game and maybe has it on his system now that he can. I don't know. I don't know how it's just because some of these things you download to your system. Otherwise, others you have to
just install it straight in. Yeah.
So I kind of view it almost like music. I mean, the minute you open up the packaging and play it, you can't return it. It seems ridiculous that you think you can return it.
Yeah.
Even if you don't like the game, that's like me saying, like, I didn't like this last record I bought. I want my money back. You can't do that.
Yeah, it's a tough one. That's why I think
it's
tough.
It seems rather black and white to me.
No, that's what I mean. That's why it's a tough one to expect to get your money back. That's why I think the store credit would be the...
I don't think you get anything back. If you open up the package, you play the game.
Oh, wow, look at you.
Unless it's broken or if there's like a giant scratch in it.
Damn. He probably would have who knows what he would have kicked over if you were the guy behind the counter.
Kiss my ass, man. You bought the game, you played it.
Wow.
Game, that's
damn,
it.
Damn. This
transaction
was
over.
You saw what happened when they would just only give him a store credit. You're going to not give him anything. I don't know. What does he do at that point?
Well, according, I went and looked up their return policy, and it says if a new item doesn't meet your satisfaction, it can be returned in the original packaging, including all manuals, cables, and accessories, in sellable condition, and it reserves the right to return any product if it's open or defective. Mm. So I'm wondering if it was scratched up or something was wrong with it.
Well, something was wrong with him.
Well, yeah.
That's a fact.
Somebody has a very important question, though, for the Rev. Do you like Fallout 6? I'm hearing it's bad.
Fallout 76.
Fallout 6 was awesome.
Yeah. yeah, I love it. In fact, I played over 12 hours on Saturday.
What about Red Dead Redemption? Has that taken a backseat?
It has. I did play for about an hour in the morning, and then I essentially just wanted to go back and play Fallout. It's the new shiny one, and to be perfectly honest, at this point, Red Dead is really kind of my wife's game for right now because I'm going so deep into Fallout 76.
So I was talking to Johnny Rubbers, Sarah's boyfriend, and he was telling me some people, even though Fallout 76 is good, still not their favorite Fallout game. Where would you rank this?
That's a tough one because I love all of them and they've been so different. Like the first two Fallout games were made in like maybe the late 90s, and so they're just a totally different vibe. Fallout 3 and 4 kind of went with like the first person shooter type like Skyrim looks like. So I love the I love them all for their own reasons. But I think probably my favorite, the one that I put the most time into, was the most recent before this one, Fallout 4.
Oh, Ty, take me down to Diamond City.
Yep, yep, exactly.
Wait, so we go from Fallout 4 to Fallout 76?
Yeah.
Yeah. 72?
Yeah. All the other ones?
But they just failed attempts and they're like, screw it.
Yeah.
Start over.
It's a long, convoluted thing, but there's a bunch of different vaults and
fall- You asked, Steve.
Yep. Vault.
I retract my question.
Why did you ask?
Yeah. I retract my question.
76 was the very first vault. So this is like a prequel. Yeah. So there's a whole bunch of vaults across the country under different numbers.
Yeah, Steve.
Yeah.
It's safe to say that Fallout 4 was just the name of the game itself.
Yes.
Whereas Fallout 76 is actually referring to a particular thing in the game.
Yes.
76 is a number of something in the game.
Exactly.
Awesome. There you go, Steve.
Oh, you made it a lot quicker and easier than I would have ever done.
Hey, since we're on the video game tip, I had someone of my buddies on his Facebook. I thought it was pretty funny. Actually, Vicky knows him too, a great wrestler in town, Christian Andes.
Oh, yeah.
And he posted on his page. He says, Red Dead Redemption 2 players, what's the most epic, crazy thing that you've seen happen while playing? And some of the comments are pretty damn funny. One of the guys, Jimmy Flame, also another wrestler, good dude. I says he saw he killed a guy, and then his horse walked over and took a crap on the dead dude.
No, that's horses poop in the game.
Well, these are rocks. This is Rockstar, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it makes sense. These are Grand Theft Auto guys, so you know some heinous stuff's going to happen.
But it's realism. Horses poop in real life,
not just on dead people. Like they go over and go, oh, there's a good place.
Nah, well,
I didn't see that on Gunsmoke. Another wrestler, good local wrestler as well. Max Burnside said, I caught a legendary fish, only to have it mauled by a gator right after I put it in my horse. What's a legendary fish in this game?
I don't know, but it seems like they're trolling everybody when they get legendary items. They just they lose them right away. I did that with I was hunting a legendary ram, and it's just a special item a special creature that's out there. And I shot it with a bow and arrow. I killed it, and then it fell into the river and washed away. So I had to restart.
Wow, that seems like such a troll factor. Like you've been hunting for this elusive
I'm
thing.
I'm stoked about this.
And something random takes horses. Right after you defeat it, something random takes it away from you. And then you got horses when you kill a guy, basically adding insult to injury. The horses, oh, by the way.
And don't forget that the nuts shrink when you get into colder weather. The horse is nuts.
And now that doesn't even seem like the craziest thing that the horse does.
No.
Like I remember hearing the one where my buddy he got a new horse and his old horse got jealous and killed the new horse.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Yeah, this game is out of its mind.
Somebody says that they feel that Red Dead 2 is way better than Fallout 76. I own both, and Red Dead 2 takes the cake, baby.
Wow. And some people are going to love that. I mean, Fallout has the issue that the game company has with. It's very, very buggy, and you need to really love the setting and the system and know that thing. Because if you just go into it not like knowing the controls, knowing the fact that it's a bug fest, you're going to be really pissed about
it. Oh, yeah.
So I get it.
That would be me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that irritates me. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-449-1181. We're using Danny's cell phone because apparently the company forgot to pay our bills. So 206-449-1181. Call that, and then later you can send nudes to Danny. And you can also text us at 77999. That's not a thing?
It is now.
All right.
Now, do it.
Dong, da, dong, dong, dong.
Yeah.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. And 206-449-1181. That's Danny's cell phone number until we figure out how to get our old phone back.
He turned the text off in the picture, so he can't get any pictures of the dogs.
Oh.
I think it's very rude of him.
Jeez, Danny.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't want to distract you guys during the show. Yeah.
Text us also at 77999.
Oh, we got one text that says, Migs, I don't know if you watched the Survivor Series, but did you see what happened with Enzo Amore? It was hilarious. I didn't get to watch it because I was doing other stuff, but I did see on the internet it was going crazy. Backstory, Enzo Amore was a wrestler. He got kicked out of the WWE because of some alleged sexual misconduct stuff.
Damn,
right?
That's not good.
So he gets bounced, and he's just a whack job. Like, he's been putting out rap records. He just recently, this weekend, also got kicked off of a plane because he was vaping.
Oh, yeah, they don't like you to do that on a plane.
Right, so they kick him off the plane. Well, next thing you know, during the Survivor Series, there's a guy sitting in the second row on the camera side, so you see during the whole time, and people are like, that kind of looks like him. He was wearing a disguise.
No, he wasn't. during the match. So then he gets drunk, and now he's standing on the chair, and he gets tackled by an older female security person and gets kicked down, and apparently gets banned from ever being able to go back to that whatever arena they were in. The guy's just, I mean, I don't even know what the hell he was thinking, but he's just there trying to get attention for himself, and then out of nowhere comes this woman, and she just grabs him and throws him down.
That's awesome.
And while people were watching on the Survivor Series, right, this was like fan shot footage, but you just see this blur of this guy that looks like Enzo getting tossed, and it turns out it actually is him.
Wow. And that's not part of the thing.
No. They're done with him. I mean, obviously, for understandable reasons, they don't want to be associated with whatever the allegations were.
Right. But then he surely is not helping his cause by he's looking like as big of an idiot as people are alleging him to be.
I mean, I don't know if he was just trying to maybe get hype for his rap career or whatever it is that he's trying to do. But yeah, somehow made his way into the arena and hey, he's getting talked about.
Yeah.
Jeez.
That is nuts.
Yeah, guy's not the brightest bulb, but.
No, not the brightest bulb at all.
Damn. Somebody wanted to also know, BJ, what do you think about the Browns? You think they're going to hire a female head coach?
Well, you know, this is a very interesting story because it's not just about her being female. It's also about the fact that she's a very high-profile female, and she's also never played a lick of football, which is also another thing. And if you don't know, of course, the Browns fired their head coach, Hugh Jackson. Happened a few weeks ago, and so I don't know why he wasn't fired last year, but he wasn't. So the people are like, all right, what are the Browns going to do? And yesterday, ESPN reported that they have a candidate on their radar, former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, who is a big football fan.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
So is Mike Hawk from the men's room.
Yeah.
I mean, he gets the job.
So, the report's very bizarre. Adam Schefter said that Condoleezza is a longtime Browns fan as well. She attends a lot of home games. She apparently BFFs with some of the higher-ups in the organization. He even admitted it would be a long
story. Actually wrote that they were BFFs.
That's what it says in the story, yeah.
Oh, wow, we've changed.
We have. Now, I think this is clickbait. It's a long shot, and the Browns are going, look, Condoleezza's awesome, but we haven't considered her to be the football coach. And basically, she said, I love my Browns. I know they'll hire an experienced coach. I'm not ready, but I would like to call a player or two next season if the Browns need ideas. At no time will I call for a prevent defense.
Oh, gosh.
But I saw another quote from her saying, she's like, you know what? There's no reason that you shouldn't hire somebody because they haven't played football. You can make great decisions and make great plays. I'm paraphrasing what she said. So it's like she wanted to be considered. And a lot of people think that's crazy. But then I was thinking, doesn't the Seattle Mariner manager, I think Scott Servais has never played baseball either on the major league level.
You're right.
Yeah. And there is a reason for that in baseball. And it's become kind of like the big sort of joke. And that is that some managers in baseball don't call the shots. Everything is called from the front office and they're basically puppets. That was alluded to in the World Series celebration this year. And I didn't realize that. I mean, as much as I love the sport, I didn't realize that. So there has been some rumors and actually a lot of dissing of teams that do that, where they basically the manager's a figurehead and doesn't do anything for game time decisions. He doesn't make up the lineup. He doesn't do anything. I'm not saying Scott Servais is this guy, but I know there are teams out there that do. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering, is football the same way with everybody calling plays? And the quarterback doesn't. A lot of quarterbacks don't call their own plays anymore.
Right.
Everything is done by committee.
In their headphones or whatever, or in their helmets.
Do you have to just be a football player anymore, or could you just be a really smart guy with a great team around you, or smart girl? Could you do it? I don't know.
I think you'd have the intelligence or the know-how to do it. I just wonder, in certain sports, I feel like the players want to know that the coach went through what they went through. Almost like, you understand our battles, our just not only on the field but off the field, of what it's like to be a professional athlete. But I mean,
what if it was minor? Well, what if you played college football but you never made it to the NFL? Would that be okay?
Flag football,
for you?
I think, is fine too.
Flag football works flag out ball. Too.
Yeah,
because I think Servais did play in the minor league, but I don't think he ever made it to the majors. That's what I wonder.
I don't think you have to be a pro, but I think you have to at least
have played the sport.
I would think, but
I mean, I would imagine over the years, things are going to change. That sports are always evolving.
Yeah, it's a tough one. And I have no idea what her football knowledge is. And I also don't know what it takes to be a head coach. I feel like there's so much to keep track of and so much knowledge you have to have and be at least communication with all of the other coaches on the team.
Maybe the Browns are just panicking. Like, crap, we've won a few games this season.
Yeah, what are we going
to
do?
We need to start losing again. Yeah. People expect us to not win during the seasons.
That's
we're failing our organization.
You're absolutely right. We are overachieving. We're so sorry, people. We're so sorry about that. All right, well, that's one question. What are the Browns going to do about their head coaching position? But there's actually an even bigger question on the horizon, and that is this. What do Ryan Castle and a magical burger have in common? I'm going to tell you at 9:48 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. He's the drunk in charge. Now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and a magical burger have in common?
That sounds like something you might want to put in your mouth, BJ.
Uh-huh. I'm up for it. What?
Whoa. It's magical.
No.
It's got a little grease to it.
No.
Like, this text says, both you Steve's won to make it magical.
Okay.
Both try to convince you that their meat is of higher or more special quality than the rest.
Ah.
And both leave secret sauce on Steve's chin.
There you go.
Oh, that's the one.
That was disrespectful.
We soften that beef with beer.
Yeah.
Burgers.
Oh, him in my mouth is not disrespectful, but yours was.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's only disrespectful because it's me.
Oh, okay, good. There's a burger spot in Anaheim, California called Groundhouse. Hey, Danny, you got to go there because you're a Disney boy.
Yeah.
They just rolled out a new item called the Magical Burger, and here's what it's got. You ready?
Yes.
Four burger patties with cheese, a rainbow bagel as the bun, three aioli sauces, one of which is banana ketchup aioli.
Is that like aioli?
Is it aioli? Yeah. Is that how you say that?
Hey, yeah. Aioli.
Hey, aioli. You're going to put some special mayonnaise on that. Hey, we'll call it aioli.
They get something in my aioli. I've always said that way as an Italian. It's aioli?
Aioli, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My bad. Colorful marshmallows and rainbow sprinkles. There's your magical burger.
Dude, I'm looking at a picture of this thing. It looks like a unicorn puked, and that's what it is.
Yeah.
Have you seen this, Ryan?
Nah, yeah, man.
I mean, I eat it.
No. Yes, yeah, I eat it.
People
especially
on Yelp
that aioli.
People have said that on Yelp that it's actually really good.
And well, it's made out of unicorn puke, so.
Oh yeah, how can that be bad? I want to thank y'all for listening. Ryan Castle, he is up next with your morning 12 pack.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
Are we there that you can say that? A little kid can say that and not get in trouble?
I think it's case by case, BJ.
Vicky, if that was your kid, you're in public like that, what do you think?
It's a wrestling event. I feel like the rules do not apply.
He can say the F word.
Yeah.
Wow, Danny, how about you with Lily? Is it ever, I mean, if she's at a public event like that, I know it's wrestling and you get to yell, but still.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't use the, I mean.
Well, doesn't Lily always answer the phone, what's up, mother effer, when you call?
Oh, yeah. She does?
No.
Oh.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. Can I leave things off of a bankruptcy, like my car?
You have to list all of your assets and creditors when you file bankruptcy. So you would have to tell the court and the trustee that you have the car or that you have a car loan. You could say that I want to keep my car and continue to make my payments on the car. But the court will need to know that you have a car and that you may have a payment on the car. So by leaving it off the bankruptcy, if you mean that you cannot disclose it to the court, the answer to that is no, you must disclose it. However, that does not mean that you'll lose those assets. You'll be able to keep things like a car and a house in almost all cases, but you must disclose them to the court. But you'll need to continue to make payments on a house or a car that you intend to keep.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening. Thank you.